Hi, it's Bob from Royal Spa. Soaking in a hot tub full of Epsom salts is the absolute best way to minimize everyday aches and pains. And we know all about Epsom salts at Royal Spa. Royal Spa hot tubs are the only hot tubs on the market that can safely and effectively use Epsom salts. Made right here in Indiana, Royal Spa hot tubs are the highest quality hot tubs on the market. Visit any one of our three Indianapolis locations or visit royalspa.com.
Ah, Royal Spa.
Another day, another politician with classified documents. This time, former Vice President Pence in Carmel. You know, there was that one time we ran into each other and then I dropped my notebook and he dropped his notebook and the papers got everywhere. We put it together. Oh, we had a laugh about it. Oh, we were like, could you believe that just happened? Oh, so silly. And Karen was laughing. And now I don't know what I have in my house. The difference is when it happens in my house, there's going to be an FBI raid and someone's going to put a gun right in my wife's face. I would love to laugh about this. I would love to joke about this, and I will both laugh and joke about it. I don't think you understand the levels of unbelievably ticked off I am. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC, good morning. Good to be with you. It was the vice president. Former Vice President Mike Pence letting people know, hey, I got this stuff right here. I don't know why he has them, but he informed the proper authorities that he discovered classified documents in his home. And hey, what do you want to do about this? People immediately started saying, this could really help Joe Biden. That's an actual story on CNN. Former President Trump coming to Mike Pence's defense saying Mike Pence is an innocent man. He never did anything knowingly dishonest in his life. That's exactly what Trump would say, isn't it? I hate the guy. He should have, for not doing what I needed on January 6th. He should have done this. He should have done that. And there he is defending him. And that's going to absolutely confuse people. Why does Pence have classified documents? Why? Now, it should be described in the reporting. He found documents bearing classified markings from his time as vice president. He informed the National Archives on January 18th that a small number of these documents were found in two small boxes. Another two boxes contained copies of vice presidential papers. The National Archives then informed the FBI per standard procedure. I look at this and say to myself, my gosh, we've got a real problem. Because we have a real problem. Now, some people will tell you that the problem is we classify everything in the United States. Oh, that document right there, that's got to be classified. Oh, that right there, it has to be classified. We don't classify it because it needs to be classified, because it does hold some level of secret. We classify it because we don't want to explain it to the American people. It is a tool utilized by the intelligence community and others to keep us from having information. Anybody who wants to say otherwise is a damn lying fool. Guys, I don't think you understand exactly how angry I am about all this. How disgusted I am about all this. And I don't know if I'm going to be on Fox this weekend. But I will say it then. And I'm telling you now. I want people fired. I want people to lose their jobs. I want people to go to jail. Do I like Mike Pence? Yes. He's always been nice to me. I only hope I've been nice to him. I like the guy. I don't excuse this stuff. You know what the odds are he knew what was in his possession? Zero. You know what I say? Don't give a damn. Donald Trump, don't give a damn. Joe Biden, don't give a damn. And that's worse. Oh my gosh, Tony, are you really making it political? From his Senate days? From his Senate days, he has classified documents. You tell me Mike Pence has classified documents from his days as a member of Congress, I will lose my mind. maybe we overclassify everything in the United States. And dear Lord, how could you not work in some level of government and end up with something that's classified as some kind of marking on some kind of form, on some kind of paperwork in your somewhere in a file? That is the system failing us, but it's the system designed to keep us from getting information. And I want to burn that system to the mother you know what ground. But I've got people from the National Archives, the vaunted, oh, very special National Archives. I have got an intelligence community keeping us safe. Don't you know? They don't know where documents are. They don't know what secrets are getting out. They don't know what's leaking. They don't know a damn thing. It's like the terrorist watch list. What the hell is the point of a terrorist watch list if terrorists can still do terrorist activities? What's the point? Well, Tony, you can't arrest someone before they do something. I'm not talking about American citizens. You're right. That could be a quandary. But don't tell me about other nations. What's the point of a terrorist watch list? What's the point of having all these people in the intelligence community if they don't do anything? They don't keep us safe. They don't keep the secrets. They don't do anything except tell us how important they are. And when necessary, act on cue to discredit accurate reporting from the New York Post, like, for example, about Hunter Biden's laptop, telling us that it has all the hallmarks of Russian disinformation. That's the intelligence community. The same intelligence community that lied to us about Hunter Biden is the same intelligence community that can't figure out how to keep its hands properly on classified documents. I want to know who gets fired. I want to know who loses their damn job, because people have to lose their job. And I must say that if we have a disagreement, I'm okay with disagreement on most everything. Nah, you're just wrong. Oh, wait for it. Representative Victoria Spartz of the Indiana 5th, she's 1,000% wrong, and my wrath is going to be intense. You would keep Eric Swalwell on a committee? You think it's just a game that you kick him off? You're just wrong, Congresswoman. And that you have nobody on your staff who told you you're wrong is really a problem. We're going to have to work on that. I have no room. I have no patience. I have no quarter for this idea of classified documents being everywhere. This is a problem. I want to know how unsafe we are. I want to know what got leaked to whom. I want to know who's had access everywhere, because I want to understand all of the things because of carelessness, sloppiness, indifference, and this pseudo-elitism of, oh, we are the intelligence community. I want to know how many things got leaked. I want to know how many things got lost. I want to know how many advances other nations have, how many opportunities other nations had, and enemies, because we are fat and lazy. Which is exactly how I'm going to describe the intelligence community. You want respect, you ain't getting it. You know why? You haven't earned it. You don't damn well deserve it. Do I think Mike Pence is stealing documents and selling them to the Germans? No, I don't. Also, can I get a little for quoting Snatch? Come on. That's world class, people. You try and get that on NPR. That ain't going to happen. I don't think that's what the former vice president's doing. Do I accept what's happening? No. I absolutely reject what's happening. And I want someone to lose their damn job. And yeah, I want someone to go to jail, because it's Harvey Keitel. Someone has to go to jail. No one goes to jail for the leaking of classified documents, for having them willy-nilly all over the place. I go to a school board meeting, I get labeled a domestic terrorist. They don't go to jail for this? I'm sorry. I'm not down for this Two Americas crap.